Okay, can we have a motion for to return to item 9.1, please? Councillor Silver.
Return to item 9.1, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Silver. Seconded by Councillor McGee. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. So back to item 9.1. Is there a motion? Mr. Torres has emailed us a motion with changes in yellow. So,
Mr. Meekin, anybody move it?
Yeah.
I'm happy to move it then.
Well, you need to read out what you want to
I'll think, read the, all right, I'll read the proposed. Sorry, wrong glasses.
Just the changes, please.
I'll read the proposed motion. That council.
Just the changes.
Well, I haven't got the changes, the copy on.
You need your device.
Yes, I will just have to just move that to my. If you just bear with me, Mr. Mayor, I'm just transferring that to my screen. Oh, sorry, Councillor Strait. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor. So I move the motion, not as printed, but with the following changes. 1B to read as follows. The building must be reduced to not more than 8 storeys, achieve the deletion of 6 levels of contained apartments. E to read as follows. The on-site car parking allocation reconfigured to include 1, not less than 1 car space for each 1 or 2 bedroom apartment. 2, not less than 2 car spaces for each 3 or more bedroom apartment. 3, not less than 4 car space for the shops and food and drink premises. And 4, not less than 37 car spaces provided for the office. New condition, alter condition F, all sides of all balconies at the front of the building from the 4th to the 7th floors to be open with the deletion of winter garden roofs and sidewalls. J to read as follows, bicycle parking on the ground floor to show the provision of 31 spaces to the satisfaction of the responsible authority. And I believe the remainder appears to be as printed.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Councillor Silver. Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Strait, thank you. Councillor Silver.
Mr. Mayor, I think that the... I will speak briefly because this is obviously a motion that was put forward. Councillor Della Hunter, you've explained what's gone on in some detail. I believe, planners are always entitled to take different views to the councillors, of course, and that includes members of the VCAT, but I think this is a defensible proposal. I think it's a reasonable proposal in the circumstances, and I'm quite happy to support it.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Silver. Councillor Strait.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got to be honest with you, I don't like this proposal even as it is right now. But like I said, there's a rigged game in front of me and I'm here to play the game. And unfortunately in this case, while I don't think that even an 8-storey building of this of these proportions is ideal here in this condition as we put forward, because we're obviously in some ways mangling what was an application that was put to us, majorly changing it as part of this. I do believe honestly that this is a better option than a refusal or proposing the amended changes we were originally going to bring to this council, so to this chamber. So really what we have here is a position where we're saying actually what we think is reasonable for this site is what our structure plan identified for Horn Street. It's not great, it's not what we want, it's not even what residents in Horn Street probably would have wanted or anywhere in that area, but it is actually what, when we got together with the community and we found a compromise of where growth should go, we did say that actually this was an area near incredible public transport services. And actually, if 8 storeys has to go somewhere, this is a somewhat more reasonable location than others in the community. And we got to the point of saying, actually, yes, if we have to put it somewhere, this is a reasonable spot for 8 storeys. Doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean that I think that 8 storeys should go there. But I did pass an Elstonwick structure plan from that seat. I did pass an Elstonwick structure plan where I said this was a compromise that I believed was the best option for the community. And I would be wrong right now saying, actually, I can't deal with 8 storeys there now, because I'd be going against what the community has worked with us at the plan that I think is reasonable. So I don't like it, but I will be supporting the notion of approving an 8-storey structure for the site.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Strait. Any speakers against the motion? Any further speakers? Councillor McGee.
Mr. Mayor, and with all due respect to council and councillors, I take a different approach in that citing a structure plan and citing what residents have said they wanted in their structure plan, the structure plan looks at an area. It doesn't look at an individual site. It doesn't look at that site in particular. And a plan is merely that. It's a plan. A plan gives you the opportunity to create controls. A control is something that can't be changed. A control is a mandatory height limit. A plan is a plan. It's what we plan. It's what we plan for the area. It doesn't mean that's what's going to happen in the area. Having the word discretionary doesn't mean anything other than you're letting someone else make the decision. Now, when we talk about structure plans and we talk about Glenora planning scheme, we talk about res code, when VCAT look at what the development is and what the development's about, they don't even have to consider the Glenora planning scheme. Just by ignoring the Glenora planning scheme, they're actually considering it, but they're considering to ignore it. We need VCAT to apply the Glenora planning scheme, which is exactly what the residents have said they want in every street. It's what residents with council have put together. Sorry? No, I'm talking in general about structure planning. You go through a structure plan, and that's when you engage community. This, I certainly won't be supporting the 8-storey, because I see the 8-storey as a 10-storey, a 12 and 14. You've still got major overlooking, you've still got major shadowing, and you've still got an inappropriate structure on that site. Again, if that site was on the Nepean Highway, I'd be thinking differently. But again, the Glenora planning scheme, as it currently sits, is what our community have said they want throughout Glenora, throughout both Bentley, McKinnon, throughout our whole city. To simply change this to 8-storey to appease the options of VCAT, I'm not afraid of VCAT, and council shouldn't be afraid of VCAT. And we shouldn't be afraid of the minister. We shouldn't be afraid of the government. We should be absolutely saying what is appropriate in every individual block and every individual application that becomes before us, and we should consider every individual application on its merits. This on its merits doesn't stack up. This on its merits being reduced to 8 stories still it's not worthy of that site. It is what we all have said many, many times. We will not support inappropriate development, and we'll all have different views of what inappropriate development is. My view is it is inappropriate. My view is if it does go to VCAT, then if the decision of council is to reject it, then council fights that at VCAT, and we do that not just at VCAT, but we do that through the state government, we do that through the minister, we do that through our residents, and we put as much pressure on as we can. Again, a structure plan is merely a plan, and to say that under our structure plan we would allow 12 stories or 10 stories, again, doesn't consider exactly this particular site. It's the general area and the feel for that area. I would still be voting against this motion.
Okay, thanks, Councillor McGee. Are there any further speakers? Councillor Delahunty.
Thank you. This motion has been put together using a number of considerations. To address firstly Councillor McGee's thoughts on the merits of the application at 8 storeys. It's a building of great quality architecturally, whether or not, you know, we all love that, that's another thing. It's a building that delivers some commercial elements to it, and offices and jobs, and I think that's something to uphold. It's a building that has three bedroom apartments in it, something that we don't see often enough. So it delivers some diversity of housing stock. It's a building that has, of a part of its application, if the conditions go ahead, some public realm elements in terms of the laneway. Again, we may not value that, but that's something. So on the merits of the application, That's unusual. At 8 storeys, I think it's much more palatable. However, I don't live behind it. It is a building that is positioned, so on its merits again, basically on a train station, very easy access to public transport and good public transport. Again, take the train every day. I understand we stand up. There's trains, there's trams, there's buses, there's schools, there's parks, there's a lot of infrastructure supporting increased people in that area. So on its merits, I actually don't think it falls down terribly much. The other consideration that goes into this particular, the way in which this particular motion has now been drafted, gives integrity to the structure plan process and does not therefore undermine the arguments of the greater community towards getting the structure plan passed. And that weighed heavily on me in moving the refusal and understanding that that actually might be something that would then undermine our arguments at later dates to get the structure plan passed. What I'm trying to explain is that there's a building, there's an application in front of us, but there's a broad argument as well. That's not unusual in planning sense, but it's just the timing of this one makes that really quite difficult. I don't want to undermine the process of the structure plan, but I obviously don't seek to throw residents that live in and around this building and will find the amenity impacts of this too hard to bear under the bus. I think at 8 tram. At eight stories, I think it's probably worthy of further consideration. I think it doesn't undermine our arguments further into the structure planning process. I think it doesn't deal with the shadowing aspects, which are very, very difficult to deal with here, and there's not a in legal terms, a sensitive interface between Ross Street, but in you have to live there terms, a sensitive interface between Ross Street, and I don't think it deals with that. However, I feel less, you know, hatred for it than certainly at the 14 and certainly at the 12. And in the consideration of the greater good, I think it's probably something that I can live with. I'm looking forward to the arguments around the table and hearing my colleagues debate, but I think that's probably a more palatable outcome. I think in here, though, the sense of all of us is that nobody really likes what's going on here, and what we want, what we really desperately want, is a structure plan that gives certainty to you and gives certainty to the development community and incoming residents as to what it is that our area will look like. And I would agree with Councillor McGee that we will take these buildings of the height that was originally applied, we will have to take them somewhere, or we will be having these arguments over and over and over again. And this state is growing, and most of us, and we have to ensure more of us, benefit economically from the growth of this state. And if you look around the area, where should it be? And that's what a structure plan seeks to determine. And I'll finish now. And so I'm not convinced either way, but I think this is a lot more of a palatable suggestion and allows council to move forward for the greater good of the community.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Dell. Have you any further speakers? Councillor Davey.
Sorry, I just have a question. Can we just have condition 1B reread?
1B reading. The building height to be reduced to not more than 8 storeys achieved for the deletion of 6 levels that contain apartments.
Okay. Did you want to speak at all? Okay, any further speakers? Okay, Councillor Silver, did you want to sum up?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Okay, that motion is carried. Now, we are getting close to time for this meeting. I'm going to invoke my right to only let the mover and second to speak unless there's someone who wants to speak against the motion, so we can get through some of these. Item 9.6 we're up to is rehabilitation services. Is there a motion, Councillor Delahunty has printed?
No, it's not.